All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner, and we are streaming on joystick till about 2 o'clock in the morning. So let's go ahead and get started. We're ringing in the new year right with Sleepless. Definitely want to do an hour of Sleepless, and then we'll do something else. All right, guys, so slight disclaimer, joystick people, I got a little bit of alcohol, I did mention it in the feed, it's not much, we are not a sexual content channel. I know a lot of people on here do actual sexual content, which they don't need to be inebriated for or have anybody else who is inebriated because it can be an issue. However, we are a gaming channel, so if I have a little bit of alcohol, it's not, you know, anything against my will, obviously, and nobody here is against their will. I mean, there's nobody here, it's just me. Me and, I don't know, nothing. But, hey, I'd rather be here than at work, and I'm glad they let me off so we could do this. So, guys, just to let you know, it was a very interesting situation. Right after the finale of Stranger Things, I decided I was going to have some eggnog and some coconut rum. Well, I got a pretty bad thing happened. So, basically, what happened is I was pouring my coconut rum, and I poured quite a good bit of it, and then I poured my eggnog in. Well, the eggnog had curdled, and I'm like, holy shit, now I gotta pour out a good amount of coconut rum I paid for. So I wasn't happy about that. I'm like, well, shit, I have nothing to mix it with. So I had some tonic water laying around, you know, nothing wrong with it, you know. And I looked it up on the internet, and it said, oh yeah, you can mix it with tonic water. I said, good, because I'm not drinking it straight. I can't really do that anymore. So anyway, I have a little drink here. It's maybe about 2 shots, and it's mixed with some tonic water. And that's pretty much what I'm going to be drinking on. I don't drink like I used to, because I'm not that young anymore. But I still like to have a little drink on the 4th. The 4th and New Year's. So yeah, you guys get it. But let's go ahead and get started, because this is what you're here for. Oh, and I've also got some Mike and Ike's. I like Mike and Ike's, okay? I just always have. They've always been cheap, and they're nice little wax candies. I don't know. Well, I know Joystick is an American platform, so a lot of you guys are familiar with Mike and Ike's. They're like a dollar or something. So I picked up a bunch of Mike and Ike 10-flavor Megamix. I like these Megamixes. And I'm drinking and eating Mike and Ike. So that's how I spent my New Year's. And with Stranger Things, which was fantastic, by the way. The finale was great. So, let's go ahead and get started. I look to see Iris-san standing at my bedside, dressed in her maid uniform. I knocked, but there was no answer, so I took the liberty of letting myself in. So sorry, I must have fallen asleep without realizing. Dinner has been prepared, so if you would kindly proceed into the dining room. Of course. Without another word, Iris-san left as quickly as she had entered. Looking out the window, I saw that it was pitch black outside. The sun had completely set. I can't believe how late it is. I had apparently slept for a long time. Maybe that was why I felt like my body had mostly recovered from the damage inflicted upon me by the young miss. I climbed out of bed and stretched, checking to see how much of my strength had returned. The vivid sensation of the young miss's feet lingered on my crotch, and it made me restless. At least it meant everything was still working normally down there. I didn't want to keep the madam waiting for me, so I hurried down to the dining room. When I arrived at the dining room, I saw that the table was full of extravagant dishes, just like the night before. Maybe it was my fatigue, but the delicious smells instantly made my stomach growl. Have a seat, Rohei-san. Mari-san said as she greeted me. Taking the same seat as the night before, Mistress Maria shot me a glance from her chair across the table. I reflexively smiled at her, but she instantly looked away, as if she couldn't care less about me. Despite everything that had happened this afternoon, her attitude was as cold as ever.
Sa,
You must be exhausted from your first day of lessons, Rohei-san. Here, refresh yourself with some of this. It's got a bite. The madam said, offering me yet another expensive-looking wine. Unfortunately, I won't be drinking the expensive-looking wine that he is getting, but, you know, thank you. I accepted it gratefully, using it to soothe my parched throat. So did everything go well with today's lessons? Sorry. Her question almost made me choke on the wine as I was swallowing. Yes, there weren't any problems. I reflexively lied. In truth, none of it had gone well, but of course I wasn't brave enough to bring that up here and now. That's wonderful. I trust you'll keep up the good work through the rest of the week. Of course! And so the evening's dinner continued without incident. After the meal was over, I found myself slightly drunk on wine yet again as a result of the madam's generosity. Well, Rohei-san, good luck again tomorrow, she said as she excused herself from the table. Dinner now concluded. Mistress Maria, not being much of an eater, had already retreated back to her room some time ago. Her plate was picked around, and there was still quite a bit left, telling me she was a finicky eater. Well, I should turn in too, I said as I rose from my seat, prompting Iris-san to reveal herself and approach. Takamiya-sama, if you would kindly report to the bath at 10 o'clock tonight. Alright guys, and with that, the alcohol is gone. I told you it wasn't that much. That will be your designated time for the remainder of the week. Take care that you do not forget. Right! Iris-san promptly departed without uttering another word. When she mentioned the bath, I couldn't help but cringe as I remembered what had happened the night before. But I also remembered that she hadn't breathed a word about it since, and I wondered if we were going to just pretend like it never happened. The only way to know for sure was to ask her directly, but of course I was too much of a coward for that. I returned to my room and decided to lie on the bed for a while until I sobered up a little. Maybe it was the wine, but there was a heat in my body that I just couldn't shake. Not to mention the curious ache in my lower regions. Despite how many times I had been forced to come this afternoon, I was filled with restless desire. My loins had been taken advantage of for the second day in a row, so I wouldn't be surprised if nothing down there was working right at this point. I knew I had to try to keep the young miss from seizing control of our lesson tomorrow, but unfortunately I had no idea how to accomplish that. I lay there agonizing over it for some time until the clock eventually struck 10. A hot bath was just what I needed to ease my stress, so I decided to visit the washroom as instructed. Gathering up my things, I left my room and headed straight for the washroom. I could feel the heat from the bath as I stripped naked in the changing area. Then, grabbing a towel, I slid open the door to the bath, ready to put the day's woes behind me. As I stepped into the steam-filled room, a faintly floral scent tickled my nostrils. It smelled like roses. I followed the scent to the edge of the water, as if lured by it. I hadn't noticed at first because of all the steam, but as I drew closer, I saw there was someone already soaking in the water. Just then, I saw the madam rise from the pool, completely naked. Okay, guys, brace yourself. She seems to have put on a little. But, hey, still Mori. Oh, Rohei-san. I'm so sorry, I'll get out right now. I cried out, my cheeks bright red as I scrambled to escape. You fool! You know she wanted to catch you there. That was the whole point of you going. I showed up at the exact time Iris-san told me, so what was she doing down there? Wait, Mari-san said as she gripped my arm, stopping me from leaving. There's no need to rush off like that. It seems I must have overstayed my allotted time. You're free to join me if you'd like. It wouldn't bother me one bit, she said as she pulled me by the hand, inviting me into the water with her. It might not have bothered her, but I felt seriously uncomfortable. After all, there was a curvaceous and charming older woman standing completely naked in front of me. Her massive breasts were so lewd that just the sight of them made me want to bury my face in her cleavage. Her skin was so perfectly taut and flawless that I couldn't help but want to caress it. The shapely curves from her voluptuous belly to her inner thighs were so lewd that just the sight of them made my loins ache. Even the hair from the swell of her ample pubic mound was totally shaven. There was no way I could remain calm in the presence of a beauty like that, and I desperately tried to stem the flow of blood accumulating in my nether regions. Both of us are naked, so there's no need to feel embarrassed. You're free to look all you like, assuming this old body of mine does anything for you. After all, there's no harm in looking. There might not be any harm to her, but it was definitely going to be detrimental to my willpower. Mari-san moved closer towards me, not making the slightest effort to cover herself. In fact, she seemed to be showing off. I sank into the hot water in an attempt to hide my lower body before I got a visible erection. A large number of deep crimson rose petals, almost black, floated on the surface of the water, and I wondered if she had put them there. The sight of her surrounded by them was... The sight of her surrounded by them was astonishingly captivating. Just imagine Sir Patrick Stewart saying that. The sight of her surrounded by them was astonishingly captivating. Something like that. I stopped holding back as soon as my lower body was submerged, and in no time at all I became rock hard. Even with the thorough milking that the young miss had given me earlier in the day, my desire was as strong as it had ever been. All I could do was squeeze my legs together and pray that the madam didn't notice. Hee, you don't need to cover yourself like that. After all, I'm embarrassed too, but I'm letting you see me. My heart began racing with excitement at her words, and all the blood rushed to my head. At this rate, I was worried I was going to pass out again, just like the night before. Mari-san teased one of the floating crimson rose petals with a finger as she slowly moved towards me. A rose is not without its thorns, as Poison said. Do you know the significance of a black rose, Rohei-san? I shook my head. They mean that you belong to me. A symbol of love everlasting and eternal. Isn't that a lovely sentiment? The way she spoke, standing there stark naked with a bewitching smile on her face, was so lewd that it took my breath away. Just the sight of it was almost enough to make me come on the spot. I'm so happy to have someone like you staying with us, Rohei-san. It gets lonely with just us women up here in the mountains. I've longed to have a young man by my side. I find myself corrected. She has not put on any weight. That is the same body she had. I think so. Yeah, I'm looking at my figure. Yes, I have a figure. I have a little anime figure of her from Starless. Yeah, the dimensions are the same. That's why, Rohe-san. I wondered if you might be able to ease my loneliness. Don't say that. Look, guys. That figure has lasted a very long time. That figure's been there on that. That's my little knick-knack. You know how Grandma has her knick-knacks? Those are my little knick-knacks, damn it. My little, hentai figurines, I guess you could say. I mean, not all of them. They have clothes. You know, some of them, you know, more than others, but yeah, you get it. If you'll have me. I found myself responding automatically before I realized what I was doing. Take a look. I'm so lonely down here. She said as she brazenly displayed her crotch to me. And seeing a naked young man just makes it that much lonelier. See how wet it's getting? I shifted my gaze downward to the thick and stringy translucent fluid oozing from her privates. Come on, Rohe-san, step out of the water with me. Show me yours, too. I shakily rose to my feet, completely defenseless against her sexual charms. Oh, this is a real nice CG. Look at it. It's great. This is why I think Seishoujo is the best artist in all of hentai. So this is what your dick looks like. Mari-san crept between my thighs, pressing her ample bosom against my crotch. Gah! He says, as most hentai characters do. I let out a reflexive cry at the softness of her chest against my member. Look how hard you are already. You must have really enjoyed seeing me naked. The look in Mari-san's eyes changed the moment she saw my raging erection. The elegance in her tone vanished as her language became more vulgar. The shape and color are just how I like my cocks. Well, I mean, she would be the one to know, right, guys? The head is still a virgin pink. It excites me just looking at it. I'd love to devour it with my pussy until it turns pitch black. I've never in the world seen anything like that happen to any man ever.
Hey, I don't know how this happened, but I think I'm part black.
What?
Yeah, I was banging my wife one night and all of a sudden, I got real dark. Hell, I think I got something in common with this man over here.
That's funny. My body trembled with excitement at her words. And to think you're still a virgin, Rohe-san. She spoke as if she knew it for a fact, and I shuddered to think who might have told her. How did you... She can tell. I can tell from the smell and color of your cock. The smell of a cock that has yet to know a woman is irresistible. She gazed at me with a dreamy look in her eyes as she huffed my scent. Well, before you lose your virginity, I want you to give me lots of your precious virgin cum. I gulped at the madam's audacious requests. I was starting to realize that my earlier theory about Mari-san being different from the others was mistaken. She was every bit as depraved as them, after all. In fact, she might have even been more depraved.
Oh, you have no idea, sir. You have no idea.
In other words, every resident of this mansion, save for myself, had something wrong with them. All right. But then, you know, looking at Starless, and Sleepless. Not Sleepless, but Great Deceiver. Also some very wrong things as well. But it was too late for that realization to do me any good at this point. I felt like I'd fallen too deep into this pit of pleasure to turn back now. Well, I'll rub your cock with my chest so you can get a feel for it. And also, excuse me, and enjoy yourself at the same time, Mari-san said as she guided my erection into her cleavage. Glom. Is that what sound that makes? Okay. Hey, there's also a little... No. Okay, I thought that was a mole on her breast. Nope, that's literally a decoration on the box. Here's the full CG, guys. Again, wonderful CG. This is why we play these things. I was talking to a guy in a forum. I'm gonna make this short. I was talking to a guy in a forum. He's like, it's like the only thing you guys get out of these is like, what, pictures? It's not just pictures, you dumbass. These are some of the greatest, highly detailed, hard work by Japanese, you know, artists that there is. Just awesome. We live for these, right? It's the whole purpose of being an Arrowgate player. Aside from the great story and gameplay. Also, yeah, the Rance games are coming to Steam. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Glad to see it. I had never experienced anything like it before, and it was almost too much to bear. The madam was impressively endowed. That she is. Her breasts were large and supple. That they are. Enough that they could completely envelop me with room to spare. Mm-hmm. My penis was sandwiched firmly between them, lucky guy, getting squeezed pleasantly from all sides with just the tip of the head poking out. It felt incredible, and the sight alone was enough to make me shudder with excitement. Mari-san made a show of sticking her tongue out and allowing saliva to dribble off it and into her cleavage. I watched breathlessly as the stringy fluid oozed down. It wasn't long until both her cleavage and my member were coated in a thick layer of hot spit. Now that sounds pretty gross, but hey, that's how you gotta lube things up, you know. That should do it. She's an old school. Hoo-ta! She said, seeing that the stage was now set. I'm gonna begin moving now. Feel free to come whenever you like. Well, isn't she nice? Applying an even gentle pressure to both sides of her chest, she began slowly moving. Okay, this is going to be a great tit fuck, folks. I can just feel it. Nice and steady. We're not trying to rip the skin of the dick off here. Slow and steady wins the race. It's like the tortoise and the hare. My entire penis was enveloped in pleasure the moment she started. I mean, you guys know how that went, right? You know? The tortoise was like, "Hare, you ripped the skin off my dick!" Nope, that's probably not how that went. But anyway, it was very pleasant and gentle, unlike the rough treatment Iris-san and the young miss had subjected me to. How is it? Do my breasts feel good? Yes, very good. I could vouch for him. I mean, the, just very gentle motion. Again, we're not trying to rip the skin of the dick off here. We're not trying to make things hurt. If things are hurting during sex and it's not BDSM, you're probably doing something wrong. I answered with my honest impression. The touch of her chest against my member was already unbearable, and the visual before me was only amplified that feeling. I could have come just from the sight of it. Well, that's something to talk about. They may become a bit saggy at my age, but I think they're still pretty impressive. Hey, saggy boobs? Look. Saggy big boobs are still saggy big boobs. I mean, they didn't get smaller. They're the same size. They just hang a little more. I don't see a problem. Or would you prefer the breasts of a younger woman? No, they're absolutely captivating. Yeah! It was all I could do to squeeze those few words out as pleasure rocked my body. Thank you. If you keep talking about me that way, it's liable to go to my head. Mari-san said as she steadily increased both her pressure and speed. Oh, she's moving up a little bit. Okay, hold on. It's like more of a piston. There's a guy I was arguing with. Another one. I argue with these guys all the time. And it was about sex. He said he didn't like that the scenes in sex games felt mechanical. And I'm like, sir, sex itself is mechanical. We do mechanical motions of back and forth motions, usually to, create a sense of arousal. Because you do the in and out motion, or the up and down motion, or the, you know, it's left, it's, let's see. Up and down, up and down, back and forth, left and right. That's how we do sex. It's very mechanical. What did you want? He said, it looks mechanical. It is mechanical. Have you had sex? It's quite mechanical. I mean, even if you're masturbating, it's quite mechanical. I mean, you're going up and down in order to make the thing happen. It's mechanical. Let's get real, okay? Sex is mechanical. But it's also fun. We're like pistons that we have to get... We're like machines, old machines that you gotta get going. And as we get older, it takes a little more. It's like an old car. You have to keep messing with it. Come on, Betsy, we're gonna get it this time. That's just how it is. When you're young, you're like, oh man, holy crap. And when you're older, come on, we're gonna get it this time. Just a little more. Yeah, that feels amazing. I could feel semen beginning to well up from my balls as she held me enveloped by her breasts. It was obvious I was going to come if this kept up much longer. You must be a man of unusual taste to get so excited before being squeezed. Let's try that all over again. Again, you guys gotta understand, this text is hard to see. You must be a man of unusual taste to get so excited being squeezed between an old woman's breasts. I mean, she's not old. She's literally 40 or 50, and I don't really consider that old. I'm 40. She's about the same age as I am. It's a 40-year-old woman like that, that wanted to go do something with me, I'm like, hell yeah, like that. Like, Mari. Oh yeah. It's on. And I'm not really into women, like, I like the younger ones, but, I mean, if it's somebody like that, oh yeah, I would make an exception. I realized that the madam was actually old enough to be my mother, which felt wrong, but also made it that much more exciting, as it usually does. I know a lot of older women that love the younger guys. There's nothing in the world wrong with that. Don't let anybody tell you. Unless they're under the age of 18, then there's a problem. The more I admired her ripened flesh, the more it captivated me. Even her large, dark areolas, so different from the young missus, were utterly mesmerizing. Again, very mechanical. Slick, slock, slick, slock, slick, slock, slick, slock. And even the last time I had sex was very mechanical. In, out, in, out, in, out. Like, that was it, you know? But you have to do it enough times till she gets going. It's like an old car, like I said. Come on, we're gonna get it this time. I'm getting close. I'd been lost in the pleasure of it all when suddenly I was taken by an urge to come so intense it was impossible to withstand. You're going to come? Yes, I'm about to. Then go right ahead. Empty yourself all over my chest. she said as she continued vigorously stroking my quivering member on the verge of climax. I'm coming! I'm coming! I can't stop it! I arrived at my climax as if guided by the madam and ejaculated forcefully between her breasts. I'm sure she doesn't mind. I'm coming! That's a lot of milk. There's so much, it's so hot! With the head of my penis poking out from the top of Mari-san's cleavage, I unleashed a torrent of cum. The volume and intensity were incredible, and thick white semen rained down on her massive breasts. Let's keep that in mind, they are quite massive. Yes, those are massive. I've dated women with breasts that size. They're fun to play with. I'll say that much. I think every man that likes large breasts should at least find a woman with large breasts at least once in his life before he dies. Because a lot of women that have large breasts, I don't know about now, but I know back in the day they would get made fun of and everything else. Oh, they talk about my big titties. It's like, what do you mean they're talking about your big titties? It's the best, like, that's like the best feature of your body. What, are you kidding me? Are they idiots? It's like everybody always made fun of my tits. It's like, really? I don't get it. Maybe they're crazy. I can't say certain words, I know. Maybe they're ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. Incredible, you came so much and I can still feel a twitching between my breasts. Ugh, I'm still coming. Gah. All that just from thinking of me? That makes me happy. I mean, that thing to me, like when they say, you're gonna make fun of her because of her large breasts. There's never been a guy that I've seen. Oh, they're making fun of me because my dick's too big. It's not fair. I didn't ask for this giant penis. How dare them, you know? That's just what I feel about it anyway. It just doesn't make sense that guys would... And I don't know if they did that because I don't remember it in high school personally or, you know, when I was, you know, going to school. I don't remember guys or girls making fun of girls that had big booties, right? You never hear anything like that. I've never even heard any women that have complaints. Oh, they always made fun of my big ass. Never heard anything like that. It's even getting on my face. The geyser of semen, unsatisfied merely to cover her chest, flew into her face and hair as well. Yeah, we're not gonna go through all those sounds, guys. This isn't the comic channel where I, you know, do all the sounds. I finally stopped coming, leaving Mari-san dripping from the chest up with my sticky issue. Sticky issue, huh? That's what we're calling it. The heavy scent was inescapable, and thick white gobs of it dribbled from her upper body. But far from upset, she seemed